Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved and quickly too. Okay, try this. The brain is a metaphorical pattern-matching organ. There you are. That's a mouthful. But what does it mean? It means that we make sense of our daily experiencing by relating them to what has been stored in our past experiences. That we presume that what is happening now is similar in some way to a past memory and emotion. And when you think about it, pretty well all human progress is built on what has happened before. That we're standing on the shoulders of giants, if you like. And how can we, as individuals and societies, make sense of the past? And how can we build on it to progress further? After all, we don't start from scratch each morning when we awake. And this has to be a metaphorical recognition process. How is this like what has happened before? So we are always on the lookout for similarities and connections in order to make sense of what is happening to us now. And finally, how do we know that a metaphorical pattern match has been made? Well, by the emotion that we feel. That it is something, some way like what happened before, in some sense. This is why stories, metaphors, allegories, myths and pictures are so important for us. So, we can see ourselves as hardwired, and no matter how well we are wired, this determines the direction of us that we will always take. Or we can realize that the human brain is like a trembling spider's web, that everything that makes us who we are is embroidered in a trembling web of 100 billion brain cells. On average, each brain cell is connected 1,000 times with other neurons, making a total of 100,000 billion connections. That there are more cell meeting points in the human brain than there are stars in the galaxy. So we're not hardwired at all.